everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Private Officer Beat radio show right here on the Public Safety, the all-new Public Safety Radio Network. Glad that you're joining us on this Monday for our weekly broadcast, and hope that you're enjoying the day. We've had a great weekend in the Carolinas, lovely weather, sunny after some heavy downpours and some terrible weather, lots of rain for several days, but back now in the Carolinas, the sun and the blue skies. The Carolina skies are shining and bright, and a sure sign of spring, at least we hope so, and we're really enjoying ourselves. Right now, we're broadcasting live from our South Carolina Armor College campus here in Fort Mill, South Carolina. Not too far at all from the North Carolina border. Maybe 10 miles. Is it 10 miles, Brett? 12. 12 miles. 12 miles? Really? Okay, well, about 12 miles from the North Carolina state line, but a lot of things happening here along the Carolina borders between North and South. Lots of growth, and in fact, the brand new Cabela's just opened off I-77. If you're not familiar with them, they're a large outdoor chain similar to, I guess, Bass Pro maybe might be their competitor. And so a lot of things happening, but we're here. We have a small campus just inside South Carolina borders, and we're going to be growing that over the next couple of years and hoping to expand it, hopefully even by the end of this year, beginning of next year. Armor College, well, we'll be talking about that here in this broadcast, but I've got nothing but great things to say of what's happening with a school that we purchased back 5 years ago now. Really, we didn't think that too much was going to happen, really, for a while. We kind of was planning for 10 years, but, well, a lot of things are happening, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more in detail. Today on this broadcast, we want to welcome and thank our new sponsor, Guardian Pro V2. Guardian 8, the maker of the Pro V2, which is a non-lethal weapon, and we're going to tell you a little bit about them, but be sure to go to their website at guardian8.com. They make the Pro V2, which is a non-lethal weapon. Really, it's for hospital and campus facilities and other locations where you don't want to arm your officers with lethal force weapons. So this is a less lethal option, and it's excellent because as a non-lethal weapon, it's technologically advanced. It comes with some lights and sounds, which really gives the person warning before anything else happens, and it's also a weapon that can easily deploy OC, and it has a lot of different functions and things to it, and we're going to talk more. In fact, I'm going to let you listen to their, I guess it's kind of like a video describing the weapon, but go to their website. We are currently training to be national trainers for them. I believe in the weapon. I think it's a good, less lethal option. And, you know, I really appreciate this partnership that we have gotten into in the last few weeks. And we're looking forward to big things happening. We're, as a company, Private Officer International, we're always looking, always seeking the next big thing, the next best thing, the next, you know, great thing for our industry, for our members, for our staff. And yes, we are broadcasting live. I don't know if you've heard Just in the last few moments, the people in the background, the horns honking. We have a beautiful porch outside of our office here, outside of the campus, and we're broadcasting live in the sunny weather of South Carolina. So we hope that there's not too much distraction during our broadcast today, but it's a gorgeous day, and we hope that you're enjoying the day as well. But we are always looking for better things, better options, better services that we can provide to our members, our staff, and to the public at large, the profession, because there's always new technology coming out, you know, all the time. When you think you've seen and heard it all, you haven't. There's always new things happening. There's always great things that are on the drawing board, and we're always looking for those. We're always looking for those opportunities. We're always looking for those connections, those partnerships. And, you know, if you're listening today and you have a product that you think would be something that we could help you with, something that would help our association members, something that would help our profession, contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Because we're always looking, and that's the great thing about having a full-time news staff, a help desk. We're always looking across the internet. We're always checking press releases. We're always checking into new products that have anything to do with our industry, law enforcement, public safety, private security, loss prevention, and across the board. And we really see a lot. We get the press releases first. We see the products. We have a chance to connect. There are several other products that we are currently looking at, several other companies, and we may or may not help sponsor their product, but we are looking. So as a member of POI, that's another advantage for you. You have someone who's out there actively searching. I mean, you don't have time to look and see what's new on the market that might help you, what product you might want to purchase. I mean, a lot of folks these days, they, you know, barely have time to go to the grocery store. Someone told me just the other day, I barely have time to go to the bathroom. I'm so busy. Well, I hope you at least stop to do that. Otherwise, there's going to be some big time problems. So here, POI has that really put together for you. We have that service. We're always looking. We're always talking with people. We're always networking. We're always traveling. Speaking about traveling, do I have a tale to tell you? Not really a tale. But we're out there. We're on the forefront. And we're able to look at these new options, these new tools, these new companies, new products, new services, and we're able to bring it to you, and that's what we try to do on a regular basis. So, yeah, we're looking at Guardian 8 is a good partner, and we're looking at doing a lot of great things with them, and we're also looking at several other products and companies and services, and we'll be bringing those hopefully to you probably within the next few weeks or a few months, and we'll always be searching. And if you come up with anything, if you cross paths on the internet, on a news item, or some type of commercial advertisement, something that you think we might be interested in, send it to us, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. You know, we're not going to talk too much about the news today, even though there's a lot of breaking news all of the time. One of the thankful news items that I can report, really, it's not, you know, it's not a news item, but it's a situation, is that there's no security officer deaths to report. Now, that's one of those things that we, you know, unfortunately, we do have to report on a frequent basis. And it saddens me, really, to have to break the news to security officers, and even sometimes their friends and colleagues, co-workers, hear the broadcast and aren't aware of the death. So, luckily, thankfully, in this broadcast, we don't have any. This Wednesday, so 2 days from today, we are releasing a 10-year audit of security officer deaths. And in that audit, compiled over the last 6 or 7 weeks or so, we have a list of the security officer deaths. I'm sorry, my attention is outside to a gentleman on a motorcycle. That's the thing about broadcasting live. We are live here in the South Carolina campus of Armour College and looking over our campus and the area. Lots of activity because it's very beautiful out. A lot of folks are out. People driving, walking, and so we get distracted. In the report, we will be really, I hope, opening up some eyes, because in the report, we will tell you the number one method of security officer deaths, and we'll also be reporting on the most dangerous locations and the number of deaths over the last 10 years. Now, I don't want to spoil that because, you know, some of you are listeners but not followers of our news. So if you don't follow our newsletters, if you don't receive our breaking news, you're not probably going to know what the audit says. So be sure to sign up for our breaking news at privateofficer.com. But this news, this audit, I think it'll be eye-opener to many folks. And in talking with a couple of businesses last week, they were not aware, they were not even prepared when I said, guess how many security officers were killed in the last 10 years? Guess the number one method of death. They were shocked. You know, when they look at law enforcement deaths, ODMP, Officer Dom Memorial page, you know, you can get a feel for how law enforcement and those who are protecting and serving are killed in the line of duty. But when you really look at the way that security officers are most likely to be killed, the picture is different. It doesn't exactly mirror the police officer deaths at all, which, you know, some folks might be shocked at because they would think, well, you know, they basically do the same job and they probably get killed on the job in the same method. But that's not the case. They do get killed on the job and they are getting killed in record numbers, but private security officer deaths and locations differ and do not mirror law enforcement deaths at all. In fact, there are a number of areas where law enforcement are killed that almost never affects private security. They seldom are killed in that method. So, on Wednesday, be sure, this is kind of like a teaser, kind of like a movie trailer, a teaser, be sure to be looking for that news, that breaking news sent out on Wednesday with the 10-year audit report. We said yesterday on the legal side, the show that we do every other Sunday about legal issues, we reported that we are preparing to travel, and we are. We're going to be going on a substantial 3-week cross-country seminar trip. We're stopping in several locations. We will be putting on a 40-hour event for tribal public safety and law enforcement in Montana. We'll be working in Omaha, Nebraska, and we'll also be going during this trip through Oklahoma City. If you're any place between the East Coast and the West Coast, and that covers a lot of ground, you know, be sure to contact us. If you are interested in having a 1, 2, or even 3-day training event, training seminar, we have more than 50 topics that will fit into those formats that we can do for you. Everything from use of force, active shooter, workplace violence, taser certification, OC certification, handcuffing, tactical handcuffing, patrol techniques, so on and so forth. If you'd like more information, send us an email at the help desk, helpdesk@privateofficer.com.
This is the Pro-V2 Enhanced Non-Lethal Defense Device, designed to resolve safety and communication issues for all security professionals. The Non-Lethal Pro-V2 is an intelligent, cost-effective alternative for unarmed officers and a sensible option for armed officers. It's packed with technology to help end incidents safely with minimal risk of injury. It's the only device that records digital evidence of everything that happens when an officer responds to a threat. The Pro-V2 solves the problem of liability, risk, documentation, and affordability. The unit is activated with an ambidextrous switch. A laser spotter alerts the subject the security officer is on scene. If the subject does not comply with directions to stand down, Pro-V2 users are trained to advance to level 2. With backup on the way, if the threat closes distance on the security officer, level 3 will stop the aggressor with a powerful dose of OC. After the suspect is apprehended by law enforcement, a supervisor downloads the complete incident audio and video from the device for incident reporting and evidence. At Guardian 8, we make security safer, smarter, better, stronger.
Life is precious. Ask any of these people. They've been given a second chance at life through organ and tissue donation. But there are more than 84,000 Americans waiting for life-saving transplants. 17 people die every day, waiting. I didn't know this until I lost my best friend, Lyric. She gave the gift of life to 5 people. That's why I've become an organ donor, too. One decision saves so many lives. Donate life.
All right, welcome back from that public service announcement, and glad to be here with you on the Private Officer Beat Radio, broadcasting live from the campus here in South Carolina, just across the North Carolina border. We're having a great time here, too, I'll tell you. During that break there, somebody brought in a nice piece of hot bread just came out of the oven. Yeah, we have ovens. We don't. Someone went to the Someone went to the bakery and they grabbed some nice wheat bread. And of course, you got to have some hot Starbucks coffee. So we're broadcasting live here from Armor College. If you want to take some great online courses, or you're in the Virginia, North, South Carolina area, check out the campuses. But we have some great public safety training right now available online. You can get it 24 hours a day from all around the world. That's the great thing about online education these days. You don't have to be local. You don't have to be, concerned about what time class will be. And you don't have to worry about missing work or scheduling any type of daycare for your children. Online education is really growing rapidly, and we definitely are on the forefront, and we want to be on the forefront in the public safety arena anyways. We offer fire, EMS, private security, law enforcement, medical, and legal curriculum, courses, programs, certifications. Check us out. Now, we also have a great program that we've been doing for the last 3 or 4 years called We Bring the School to You. And it is now a registered program, and it really gives you the opportunity to have training at your facility, your school, your business, either a seminar or even a certification course. We can bring the whole program, the whole certification to you, whether it be one day or multiple weeks. We have several that are 3 and 4 weeks. And our EMT program, we can actually bring that to you as well and train you in many different areas right there in the environment that you're comfortable with. Speaking of which, we are heading out on the road to Montana, and we'd love to be able to stop and help you with a training event. So be sure to contact us at the helpdesk at privateofficer.com. Helpdesk at privateofficer.com. Now, someone emailed just a short time ago. They asked about becoming an instructor. And we are always looking for good quality, qualified instructors, both regionally, that can go out on an assignment 1 to 14 days at a time. And we're also looking for adjunct instructors that can handle a course online for a specific semester. And we're also hiring right now in Washington, D.C. for a Washington, D.C. Special Police Officer Instructor. You must be certified. And we're also looking for a DCJS instructor in Virginia and an EMT program director to oversee health science, our program on the campus in Virginia. And you must have at least a paramedic level or a BSN degree. Go to our website at armorcollege.org today, and you can fill out your application and have an interview by video conference if you're not in the area. And if you are in the area, we'll have face-to-face, one-on-one interview within a week of the application. These are immediate openings, so please, if you are interested, please contact us at the help desk at armorcollege.org or go to armorcollege.org and submit your resume right there online. Over the last couple of weeks, we have been talking about the upcoming summit, really a spectacular location in the mountains of Roanoke Valley, Virginia. We're putting that together for late April, beginning of May. It's going to be a two-day summit. Really, it's all inclusive. We've looked at two-day and three-day. I think two-day, possibly three-day might work, but we'll be giving you more information coming up here in the next week or so. But it's going to be all inclusive, so hotel, food, lodging, and training all put together in a very affordable way. And we'll also be having some guest speakers as well, so a lot of great things happening. Be looking for that information coming out to you in the next week or two, and we'll be sure to update it as quickly as we have all of the particulars on that. Always lots happening here at Private Officer International. If you haven't gone to our website recently, and, you know, I don't know why you wouldn't, you should go at least on a regular basis, once a month or so. PrivateOfficer.com is currently being updated, brand new look on the homepage as we continue to build out the website in a much more easy, navigable way, a method for you to be able to locate the information that you need and to get that going. If you have any comments or want to give us a suggestion, just send an email to the helpdesk at privateofficer.com, privateofficer.com. We're always upgrading, always updating, refreshing our website there at privateofficer.com as we add and delete material. And, you know, that's just keeping it fresh. So check it out at privateofficer.com. I failed to mention a moment ago as I was talking about Roanoke, Virginia, and the great all-inclusive event that's going to be happening there. I failed to mention that we also have a brand new Roanoke Valley satellite campus of Armour College right there in Roanoke, in a very convenient area, right, not too far from the interstate. It's a brand new Armour College Roanoke Valley satellite campus, and we'll be posting that on the Armour College website this week, so check that out if you're in the area. We have so many different things that Armour College does now. We're a training site for so many different types of public safety training. It's just mind-blowing how much we've been able to add just in the last 2 years, and we continue to grow. Now, I will tell you this. Someone asked about this Friday, and I will tell you, yes, our office sent out an email about franchise fees waived. And I want to tell you a little bit about what that means. I know that we're going to have to take another quick break here for another PSA, but let me tell you this before we do that. Armour College is expanding. One of the best ways to do that is through a franchise system. We have two options. We have a complete, full franchise opportunity, and we have an independent operator opportunity. The independent operator opportunity has all of the same training and management. We also offer the curriculum, all of the what's called the back office support, the HR, the marketing, everything that you would need to run your business. But there's not as much structure requirement. In other words, you could have an Armour College in your own security school if you already have a security school. We have a security company who is beginning to operate an independent operatorship out of their security agency, and they're doing this on the side to generate other revenue, and they're doing it within their availability. We also offer a regular franchise unit. The franchise unit is much bigger. It has all of the public safety curriculum that we offer at Armour College so that you can offer as much as possible. And it's, again, the back office support and the front office support is 100%. When I say front office, back office, we're talking about assisting you setting up the campus, maintaining the campus, and assisting you in every aspect. It would behoove us, it would behoove any business to make sure that you have everything that you need to make money and to operate in a manner to be successful. Because when you are successful, we're successful. And that's how a franchise works. If you need more information, go to armourcollege.org. Right now, we are waiving franchise fees. There is a $1,500 administrative setup that is to help set up your menu of courses, to train you, and for our office support to help with all of your documents and so forth that you need. Other than that, there are no franchise fees. I am available. My staff is available Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. If you need more information, give us a call or send us an email at armourcollege.org. Go to that website, armourcollege.org. Really, I think you'll be amazed at all of the courses available, all of the different areas that you have that you'll be able to train in. And not only that, but you'll be able to sell CD, DVD products of training, logo wear, all different sorts of things, and make profits from that as well. Again, if you want more information, go to armourcollege.org.
How often do you text and drive? No, really, think about it. You're driving down the road and your phone buzzes, beeps, or hollers. Do you take a peek? If you answered yes, you're risking your life and the lives of others. A recent AT&T survey asked 1,200 teens about texting and driving, and the results were quite scary. 61% of teenagers who answer questions say they look at their phone while driving. 43% of them say they actually text while driving, and they
unsafe. Because in that exact same survey, almost all of the teens said texting and driving is dangerous. And when they're sitting in a red light, more teens think it's okay to mess with their phones. 73% glance at their messages, while 60% of them send one. But that could be just as dangerous because did you know thousands of crashes happen each year at intersections with traffic lights? And peer pressure could be to blame because 9 out of every 10 teens surveyed expect a reply within 5 minutes. And adults aren't helping, at least from the teenager's perspective, because 77% of teens said adults tell kids not to text and drive, yet do it themselves all the time. So what will make them stop? 89% of teenagers surveyed said a phone app that prevents texting and driving would be an effective way to get them and their friends to stop. So the next step, download AT&T Drive Mode, an app that helps curb the urge to text and drive. Then, take the pledge and share it with your friends. Texting and driving, it can wait.
Listening to us here on the Private Officer Beat, sponsored by Guardian 8, a non-lethal weapon. Check them out at guardian8.com. I highly recommend it if it's an unarmed post, especially in a hospital, medical environment, or campus environment. Even if it's armed, this is a great secondary non-lethal weapon. Check it out at Guardian. Guardian8.com. We're broadcasting live from our South Carolina campus here, just over the North Carolina line. We've got a lot happening. Beautiful day out in the Carolinas. Blue skies, lots of sun, finally, after a lot of rain. It's March. We have all sorts of weather. This time of year in the Carolinas especially, we have cold, we have snow, we have wind. We have 80-degree weather. It's just bizarre. But that's how it is in March and spring this time of year. We want to encourage you to really be partners to help us. We have one seat open on the advisory board. If you're interested in being an advisory board member, send us your email at thehelpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. The advisory board basically meets via conference call or video call about 6 times a year, and we go over some things happening at POI. We talk about how to help our membership, how to expand. We look at different things within the business structure, and the advisory board is a steering committee. So if you're interested, contact us at thehelpdesk@privateofficer.com. We also have some openings on the award committee and also on the Officer Down Benevolent Committee. Now, we're going to be coming out with some new services in the next couple of months for benevolent services, so we really do need your support and your assistance. And if you'd like to be part of that committee, please send us an email at thehelpdesk@privateofficer.com.
Mark, we're taping.
Helpdesk@privateofficer.com.
Taping live, Mark.
We want to talk for a few moments about reports.
Mark, Rick is on the...
And why they're so important. We talked yesterday on the legal side about contracts and why they're so important and how important it is to make sure that they're specific. And the same thing really goes for report writing. It's extremely important that you get all of the details down in a chronological order, that you don't leave anything out, and that you're specific. Don't put any guesswork in there. Don't put any hearsay, he said, she said, in your report. But you want to have, of course, the basics, the who, what, where, when, and how, but then you want to expound and be detailed.
I'm here today to talk to you about report writing and one of the important aspects of report writing, which is chronological order. It's important to know that when you're writing a report, you have to write about things from the moment they began all the way through to the moment they ended. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through a simple exercise to show you how important chronological order is and sometimes how things get missed. So what I want you to do is think about everything you've done today since the moment you woke up. That means the alarm went off, and then what happens? I want you to think about all the things from putting on deodorant to shaving to grabbing a cup of coffee to driving to whatever location you're at right now and then finally getting in your patrol car and all the things you do to get ready for the beginning of your shift. Oftentimes when I do this exercise in class, what I find is people forget about the simple things we take for granted. Whether or not that's stopping and taking the 5 seconds to think about putting on deodorant in the morning. Inevitably, I'll have someone in my class forget about that simple thing. So when we talk about chronological order, we need to think about the incidents from the very beginning all the way through to the end. Part of that means you may have victims, witnesses, or suspects sending text messages. When you send text messages, all that's documented somewhere. Or they're sending electronic mail. All that's important to figure out in chronological order from start to finish how things end up happening. Think about when you got the radio call and you're reading about the call as you're going to the call. Think about all the things that are going through your head. Who's involved in the incident? Where are those people now? Do I have all the people that are important for the report? And is there any evidence that I have that supports the crime that ended up happening? When you think about how you do things, think about as you do in chronological order, you need a document for the people who are going to be reading the report later on. And that includes members of the jury, the defense attorneys, the prosecutors, your supervisor, who will understand what it is that happened from your report. It's important to know that when you're writing things in chronological order, it means from a date and time it started to the date and time it finished. Thank you. I'm here today to talk about report writing and one of the important aspects of report writing, which is authoring. When you think about authoring, we think about someone recreating an event for us, recreating a story. Among the most successful authors are people who make you feel like you're taking part in the incident itself. You think about people like Tom Clancy or Michael Connelly, people who recreate the incident and you're living the incident. It's not just reading the incident, it's not just the words on the piece of paper, but it's you painting a mental picture for yourself of what is that happens. And that's what you need to understand. As writing a police report, you are an author. You are a person recreating the event so that the people can read it. That includes the jury members, the defense attorney, the prosecuting attorney, your sergeants, and anyone else who may get a portion of that report so that they can understand what is that end up happening. Part of this is documenting the incident. It's extremely important to understand that part of documentation is writing down things in chronological order, but also to document what actions you took during the middle of the incident, what actions you took after the incident ended up occurring. Writing down the important parts of the things you need to do, like justifying the elements of the crime so you can say, here's what the person was arrested for and why they were arrested for it. One of the other important aspects are quotations. Quotations need to be 100% accurate. It needs to be that whatever it is that person said is exactly the way they said it. So as an example, when I'm reading some of my Miranda card, I will put down, I read from my department issued Miranda card, and I'll put quotation marks with whatever it is that they say, whether or not it's yes, yeah, or I understand. It's important you write down the exact words that they use, especially with many agencies and many offices using recording devices. All of that you can play back for yourself to be able to review it so you can make sure it's 100% accurate. With our agency, we have some dash cams that are inside where we can walk through the event from start to finish. Because that may be the evidence that's played for the jury members, and you need to make sure your report matches with the information that's presented to them in a visual format. And the last part of it is understanding emotions. A lot of us have been punched in the face before, but some people who are going to be in a jury may never have been involved in a physical altercation in their life. So they need to understand that when you're punched in the nose, when you're punched in the face, your eyes are going to water. It may stun you a little bit. You need to recreate that event so the people reading the report understand everything that ended up happening, putting themselves in your position. One of the things I like to do is try and get people to understand what I was feeling when I was going through the incident itself. An example of this, if you have a young lady who's holding a baby in her arms, who's just become the victim of domestic violence, what you can say, what you can write in the report, as I did for my report, is the young lady who was crying hysterically with mascara running down her face, with a black and blue eye showing the yellowness around the eye itself, the scratch marks on the side of her face, the baby crying hysterically while the suspect is sitting down on a couch drinking a beer, paints a very good picture for the person who's reading the report of what it is that happened.
That was some great advice from a longtime law enforcement instructor. We appreciate that. Remember, all reports have to be detailed. More than likely, the person reading the report has never been in that situation, has never been on the front line, has never responded to a domestic violence, an assault, or a shooting. And almost always will the person have been home, in bed, asleep, safe when the incident happened. You want to put them there. When they read your words, when they read the details of that report, you want to make sure that they understand the feeling, the sounds, the smells, how people involved in the incident, the situation responded. You want to give them a bird's eye view without ever being there at all. That's going to be all for this episode of the Private Officer Beat. We're so thankful that you joined us on this episode. Be sure to join us every Monday night for the Private Officer Beat, Wednesdays for the LP Zone, and every other Sunday for On the Legal Side. If you're not currently a member of the Private Officer International Association, we definitely encourage you and invite you to become one. We have a lot of different benefits, discounted training, mentorship, a whole lot of different support for you on the front line. Check us out today at privateofficer.com. And if you're interested in partnering with us and becoming an Armor College campus, contact us at armorcollege.org. Well, that's all for now. We'll see you back here on the radio Wednesday for the LP Zone. But until then, God bless, stay safe out there, and we'll see you right back here on the radio.